Jeff Watts, and welcome to Advances in Eye Care Autumn 2016. In this edition, we're focusing on advances in clinical techniques which could help improve the diagnosis and management of ocular diseases. We'll discuss the benefits of clinical visual electrophysiological testing. But first, we'll begin by exploring the advantages and disadvantages of optical coherence tomography angiography, a new test that provides three-dimensional images of the vascular network. Optical coherence tomography, OCT, is a routinely used non-invasive test that uses light waves to obtain cross-sectional images of the retina. Optical coherence tomography angiography, OCTA, adds a new dimension to OCT, functional vascular network imaging. Dr. Pierce Keane, a consultant ophthalmologist at Moorfields Eye Hospital, has recently co-written a paper dealing with the advantages and disadvantages of OCTA over conventionally used imaging tests. The paper explores the potential future development of this technique and reviews the current literature on the clinical application of OCTA in common ocular diseases, including diabetic retinopathy and retinal artery and vein occlusion. Here, Reena Chopra interviews Pierce on his research and what implications it could have in primary eye care.
Pierce, welcome to Advances in Eye Care. Could you begin by outlining a brief history of OCT and OCTA?
So OCT is optical coherence tomography, and OCTA is optical coherence tomography angiography. And OCT is a technology that is relatively new. It was actually first described in 1991. It was published in a paper in Science in 1991. And it was invented by a medical student who was doing his PhD in Boston in MIT in the late 80s, working with a guy called Jim Fujimoto, who's a professor of electrical engineering in Boston. And OCT has really revolutionized ophthalmology, because it allows us to take cross-sectional images of tissue, such as the eye, and in particular the retina, in a non-invasive fashion. And it gives us very, very high resolution images that is particularly well suited to looking at the multi-layered architecture of the retina or the architecture of the cornea, for example. And OCT was, as I said, first described in 91. The first imaging in humans was done in 1993. And what was amazing is the actual first commercial OCT device was in 1996. So things moved very quickly from the bench to the bedside with OCT. And I guess that was driven in large part by the huge promise of this technology. OCT wasn't widely adopted really until the turn of the century. And in 2002, we had the release of Stratus OCT from Carl Zeiss Meditec. And Stratus OCT was the first OCT device that really caught on worldwide, so that by 2004, OCT was really kind of a standard of care for the diagnosis and treatment of retinal diseases around the world. In 2011, in fact, it's estimated that more than 20 million OCT scans were done worldwide, which is more than the sum of all other ophthalmic imaging combined. So OCT is, you know, has really revolutionized ophthalmology. In Moorfields, for example, we're doing now nearly 3,000 OCT scans per week. And it's very likely if you come to any retinal clinic and to many other clinics that you'll have an OCT scan done as part of your standard care. We have on our system, just since 2008, more than 1 million OCT scans just from one single vendor of the OCT devices from Topcon. So that's a history of OCT. OCTA is a spin-off of OCT that has just become available in much more recently. Now, OCTA, or optical coherence tomography angiography, was first shown in research settings beginning around 2007. And in 2014, what was exciting was that the first commercially available OCTA device was released, which was the AngioView device from OptiView. And so, again, this just shows how quickly the transitions are being made from research OCT devices to clinical OCT devices. That was in 2014 from OptiView, the first OCT device, OCTA device. And then in 2015 and 2016, we've had release of OCTA devices from other vendors, such as from the Cirrus system from Zeiss, has an Angioplex OCTA module, and the Topcon Triton has an Angio module, and Heidelberg are releasing an Angio OCT device next year. And there's others as well, such as from Nidec. So it's really, you know, one of the hottest topics in all of eye care at the moment.
So how does OCTA differ from OCT?
Actually, it doesn't differ a huge amount. The fundamentals of the technologies are the same. Essentially, OCTA are conventional OCT devices that are that have very fast image acquisition. So all the recent OCT devices can acquire scans usually with many tens of thousands of A scans per second. And some, for example, the Triton from Topcon has an image acquisition speed of 100,000 A scans per second. Now, that fast image acquisition speed allows a number of interesting features, but in particular, it allows the clinician to acquire scans in the same location in the eye in quick succession. So essentially, you acquire the B scans, which are the single cross-sectional images of the retina, for example. You acquire a number of B scans in a row in the same location in a fraction of a second. Now, the thing is that in that area of the retina that's covered, the only thing that's changing is the blood flow through that tissue. And so if you acquire a number of scans in the same location in a fraction of a second, that blood flow can be detected. Now, the OCTA devices do that in a number of different ways. So one of the ways is that the flow of the blood causes a shift in the phase of the light that's reflected back to the device. And so that phase shift allows you to generate contrast for the vessels and generate these pictures of the retinal vasculature. It can also be done by other techniques, such as variations in the speckle noise or the amplitude of the devices. Now, what I should say that probably I should have said at the very first question is why OCTA is revolutionary. It's because it allows us to perform angiography. So in other words, it allows us to look at the retinal and the choroidal vasculature without the use of injections of contrast agents.
Can you tell me about your research into OCTA?
At Moorfields, we've been very fortunate in that myself and some of my colleagues, including Professor Adnan Tufail and Dr. Kathy Egan and Ms. Dawn Sim and others, have had early access to the commercially available OCTA devices. So in fact, in late 2014, when the OptiView device was released, we were fortunate to get one of the first of the devices in Europe. And so we're in a position where we have spent more than 18 months using the device. And we've published a number of research articles about our experiences so far. One of the articles looked at diabetic retinopathy and compared fluorescein angiography to OCTA in diabetic retinopathy. And we showed that it was OCTA was accurate and reproducible for assessment of the foveal avascular zone and for assessment of the severity of diabetic macular ischemia in those patients. A second paper that we've published is in retinal vein occlusions. And again, we systematically compared fluorescein angiography to OCTA in quite a large cohort of patients with central and branch retinal vein occlusions. And we showed that, again, it was very useful and clinically relevant in differentiating between ischemic and non-ischemic retinal vein occlusions and for looking at and delineating the abnormal vessels that develop in these conditions, sometimes such as retinal telangiectasia versus intraretinal microvascular abnormalities or IRMAs versus retinal neovascularization elsewhere. We've also, our research going forward is looking at novel applications of OCTA. And so I think one of the things that I've been most excited about in this research is my colleague at Moorfields, Dawn Sim, who basically got the idea of using the OCTA device to look at the anterior segment of the eye. And the device was designed to look at the retina, but she got the idea to put the anterior segment lens on the device and then use some of the retinal analysis features to look at the vascularization of the anterior segment. So we've published some work where we've looked at people who have corneal neovascularization. For example, we had a patient with herpetic keratitis with some corneal neovascularization and lipid keratopathy, and we were able to get really beautiful images of that non-invasively with OCTA. And then the doctors in the clinic treated this patient with laser diathermy to the feeder vessel and subconjunctival bevacizumab injection, and then we were able to get follow-up images of the regression of the corneal neovascularization. So we're really, really excited about a myriad of anterior segment applications, whether it's in episcleritis, scleritis, thyroid eye disease, after glaucoma filtration surgery, in patients who develop rubeosis of the iris, and really almost any ocular condition you could think of, we're interested in imaging it with OCTA.
What other benefits have you found OCTA to have over other imaging modalities such as fluorescein angiography?
One of the major benefits of OCTA is the fact that you don't need to have an injection of a contrast agent such as sodium fluorescein or potentially such as indocyanine green. And the problem with that, with requirement for an injection is, well, I mean, it's not very nice for patients if they have to have an injection performed, but also there's a risk associated with the injection of those contrast agents. So, for example, if you have a fluorescein angiogram done, it makes your skin turn yellow for about 24 hours and discolors your urine. It can make about 1 in 10 people feel nauseated and even vomit and when they have it done. And then far more rarely, people can have an allergic reaction to the dye that can lead to shortness of breath or hives in the skin. Or in very, very, very rare cases, people can even die from a severe allergic reaction to the dye. So clearly, conventional fluorescein angiography is an invasive test. OCTA can replicate many of the features of it in an OCT scan that can be done in a few seconds, completely non-invasively, and with no need for injections.
Do you feel fluorescein has any advantage over OCTA?
I think it's a good question. At the moment, I think that the OCTA technology is still in its infancy, and there's still a lot of limitations with the OCTA technology. And one of the limitations is that the field of view is still quite small. So it's not really comparable to the field of view that you get with fluorescein angiography.
How useful do you think OCTA will be in the detection of ocular diseases? And what do you think the specific clinical implications are?
So I think that as clinicians, we're still figuring out what all the practical applications of it are. I think that there's at least 5 or 6 different areas that immediately spring to mind. The first, I think, is in diabetic retinopathy. What we know now from some of the preliminary studies using this technology is that OCTA can let you look at the retinal vasculature and let you detect signs of ischemia, so of retinal non-perfusion in patients with, you know, diabetic retinopathy. And that may allow perhaps earlier detection of vascular changes in diabetic retinopathy, and will also allow, I think, better management of patients with diabetic macular edema who have coexisting macular ischemia. So that's the first of the main areas of clinical applications. I think it's also going to be useful in other retinal vascular diseases such as retinal vein occlusions. It, I think, can quite easily allow us to differentiate between what we call an ischemic and a non-ischemic retinal vein occlusion. And that has a lot of prognostic implications for patients. It can let us look at conditions such as retinal artery macroaneurysms, the morphology and the natural history of these conditions. It can let us look also at age-related macular degeneration. And I guess the ultimate goal of OCTA is to be able to replace fluorescein angiography in the assessment of people with wet AMD. So certainly in selected cases, OCT can show the development of a choroidal neovascular membrane even much better than a conventional fluorescein angiogram can. And so that is certainly a really important application, given that wet AMD is the commonest cause of irreversible visual loss. The downside is that in people who are elderly and who have, you know, media opacities and poor fixation, we've often been a little bit disappointed with the results that we get in those cases.
What are the limitations of OCTA?
OCTA is a really, really promising technology, but it's got, I think it's fair to say, a lot of limitations, and it's something that's really evolving very quickly. Some of the limitations include the artifacts that are generated with this device. So there's motion artifacts that affect a large number of people, and particularly those with poor fixation. But there's also artifacts inherent in the device, including something called projection artifacts, where bright structures in the superficial retina can be reflected to deeper structures, such as onto the retinal pigment epithelium, and give you a false impression of abnormal vascularization. Now, the reason why I'm talking about these limitations is because I think that there's a number of things that would need to be done before OCTA can really move into primary eye care settings. I think that the people who acquire the images have to become skilled in minimizing the artifacts that occur with this technology. I think that the people who are looking at the scans, whether they're ophthalmologists or optometrists or, we'll say, screeners in diabetic retinopathy screening, have to also become conversant in recognizing the artifacts and discounting them, as the case may be, in clinical settings. And I think that a lot of those skills go hand in hand with the skills needed for conventional OCT to be introduced more widely into primary eye care settings. So I think that there's, like I say, a need to have skills in acquiring the images and then skills in interpreting the images.
Based on your research, what future do you see for OCTA in the primary eye care sector?
I think that's a really interesting question. I think that all OCT devices in the future will incorporate OCTA as a function. So I think this is something that will be in all in the primary eye care setting in the future. I think that it may be very, very good in early detection of wet AMD. So people who have dry AMD and there's a concern, maybe they're reporting some distortion on an Amsler grid, maybe there's a concern whether there's a tiny, tiny little cyst on the conventional OCT scan, but their vision is still 6/6. And you do an OCTA scan, it's quick, it's easy, and in those people with good vision, likely to be very accurate, and will rule out something like wet AMD very easily. So I think that's probably the first application in primary care. Then I also think it'll be really important in the future in screening, and in particular for things like diabetic retinopathy screening.
Thank you, Piers and Rena.